Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. Now, the word gospel means good news. There's not very much good news in the world. You turn the radio on and the TV on and look at the news and you read the paper. Everything is bad news, and it seems to be getting a little bit worse all the time. And when the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, we can read in Luke chapter 2 about a heavenly messenger, an angel that came down from heaven. And he said in verse number 9, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Beautiful portion of Scripture. The best news that the world ever heard was the birth of a Savior. Notice that they were afraid. The shepherds were afraid. Where does fear come from? Fear comes from doing TV on and look at the news and you read the paper. Everything is bad news, and it seems to be getting a little bit worse all the time. And when the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, we can read in Luke chapter 2 about a heavenly messenger, an angel that came down from heaven. And he said in verse number 9, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Beautiful portion of Scripture. The best news that the world ever heard was the birth of a Savior. Notice that they were afraid. The shepherds were afraid. Where does fear come from? Fear comes from doing things that are wrong. Adam sinned, and he was afraid of God. And God came to talk to him. Adam went and hid himself in the garden because he said, "I was afraid." Fear, guilt, sin produces guilt, and guilt produces fear. If we were shoplifters or something, and the Mounties come in here looking for us, we would be afraid. If they came right now, we wouldn't be afraid because we didn't do any shoplifting. So fear comes from sin, and from sin comes guilt, and so comes fear. Good news. The Bible is the book of good news for bad people. Now, you don't get that otherwise. It's a book of good news for bad people. And it's also bad news for people who think they're good. Because most people think, if I'm good enough, I'll make it to heaven. Well, the gospel is bad news for them because the gospel says they can't make it that way. They can't get to heaven that way. Just, you'll all probably remember, I think in 2004, about a sniper down around Washington and Baltimore, Maryland and Virginia. He had a little boy in the back of his car that was bumping off people. They killed 10 people. And the little fella got early court, and he was sent, put away, I guess, for life, which probably won't be for too long. And the other fellow was sentenced to die. They tried him in Virginia because they have capital punishment there. His name was John Allen Mohammed. And Monday morning, this past Monday morning, he was electrocuted. He died. Now, you think about that. I almost thought that man probably didn't sleep too much Sunday night. It must be a terrifying thing to be in a situation like that. I've got no sympathy for him in a sense. I have, but in another sense I haven't, because he deserved to die, because killing 10 people, we couldn't have somebody like that around society. But put yourself in that place. I'm sure there's nobody here that would want to be on death row. A terrible place to be. Just waiting for the execution day. No trial. His lawyer tried his best to plead that he was insane. Thought he might get at least life in prison. No way. They wouldn't buy that. Monday morning, he was electrocuted and he died. Now, you say, that must be terrible. Let me tell you, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you're on death row. You're on death row. People foolishly think that there's coming a day when God is going to judge them. He's already did that. You've already had your trial. The Bible says we're already been judged. Romans chapter 3 and verse 19 says that the whole world is guilty before God. God doesn't have to try us and judge us as human sinners. He knows we're sinners. We're already on death row. When Adam sinned, God said this to him, "The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. Solomon, one of the wiser kings of the Bible, says, there's not a just man on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says this in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. So God isn't going to try us, judge us to see whether we're sinners or not. He's already said we're sinners. And he's already pronounced this judgment. The wages of sin is death. Now, John Allen Mohammed, he died physically. They injected 3 injections in him, and just a very few minutes after, he was dead, pronounced dead. It was just a physical death. Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse 28. Fear not him that's able to kill the body. That's what happened to that man. He just died physically. Fear not him that's able to kill the body, but fear him that's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. That's what the Bible calls the second death. All men are appointed to die physically. But then there's a resurrection, and those who are not saved are going to die what the Bible calls the second death in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14. The second death is eternal damnation in hell forever. It's not a physical death all over again. It's a taking of both body and soul into hell, into the lake of fire. Now that's where every unsaved, that's where I was before I was saved. And if you're here tonight, that's where you were before you were saved. We're under the sentence of death. We're spiritual criminals in the sight of God. Every creature of Adam's race. We're born in sin. We practice it. We rebel against God, and we're sinners, and we're under the condemnation already. The Bible says, for as by one man's offense, Adam's offense, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 18. So, I don't suppose if this man that was executed Monday morning, if somebody would have come along with I don't know who would have issued it, let's say the President Obama, and there was a full pardon given to him, and he walked out of that jail free. That's the best news he could ever hear. That would be good news for a bad man. Now, that's what the Bible is. We're on death row. Every one of us are appointed to death. We come into the world, we don't start to live, we're on a journey to death. The end of our journey here is death. we're on death row. We're sinners. If we die that way, we can never go to heaven. We can never get into heaven that way. So what we need is good news for bad people. We're bad people, and we need to hear some good news. This is what the angel from heaven said. I bring you good tidings, and they're tidings of great joy. I can't imagine what John Muhammad would have done if somebody had come in with a pardon from the governor, and he'd have been a very happy man walking out of that place and never having to die. And that's the way it is when you get saved. You're no longer on death row. You're saved and on the way to heaven. So the Bible is good news for bad people. But it's bad news for good people. We were singing about a man in that first hymn tonight about being born again. That hymn is taken from John chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, there was a good man there. His name was Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. That means he was a teacher of the Old Testament. He was a very religious man and likely a good living man. And he came to Jesus with some questions. Now, God had some bad news for him. He said, Nicodemus, you can't get into heaven being a good ruler of the Jews. You can't get into heaven by being a good person. You've got to be born again. You have to be born again. Except, he says, a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So that was bad news for a good man. But that man later in the Gospel of John, there's every evidence that he was born again. He did listen to what Jesus said. He ceased to trust in his goodness, and he realized he was a bad man, and he evidently trusted Christ as the Savior. He was one of two people that buried the body of the Lord Jesus for 3 days. He and Joseph of Arimathea buried the body. In Luke chapter 18, there was another good man and a publican. The publican was a cheating, crooked tax collector for the Roman government. And a Pharisee, a very religious man, and they went up in the temple one day to pray. And the good man there said, I thank God I'm not like other people. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not an adulterer. I'm a very religious person. I fast twice in the week. I give a tenth of all my money to the Jewish temple and so on. He was a good man. And the other man was a bad man. He was so bad, the publicans, that they were hated people. They collected more taxes than the government of Rome required. And they put it in their pockets. They were rich, the publicans. And they were hated people. They were terribly wicked people. The other fellow, of course, he was a bad man, but he cried out to God, and he said, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Fell down and smote himself on the breast, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, that man went home justified, saved, but not the Pharisee. He was a good man, but the gospel was bad news for him. He thought he was going to get to heaven by his good works. You can't get there that way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And when you want to be saved, when I wanted to be saved 58 years ago, I thought, well, the first thing I got to do is clean up my life. I got to live a better life. God will never accept me the way I am. It took me a whole year to clean up my life, and I cleaned up some habits I had that I didn't think I should have as a Christian, and I cleaned up my life. But it didn't work. I was making myself a good person. Instead of taking the place of a bad person who has sinned and had already been under condemnation and was doomed to die and doomed to go to hell. I was a good person, trying to be a good person. I remember some of the men I used to carouse around with, and they said, boy, it's a big change in you. If anybody's a Christian, you're a Christian. They didn't know. Inside, I was the same old sinner. Lost, guilty, full of guilt. I wasn't saved at all. On the outside, I was changed, but there was no change on the inside. The new birth takes place inside. I was like the Pharisee. I thought I was a good person, but the gospel was bad news for me because it told me that I couldn't get into heaven by my goodness. I had to trust the Savior in order to be saved. Many people are that way. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, it says, "In that day many shall say unto me, have that we not done great things in thy name, and we've done this and that and that." He says, "Then will I profess unto them, I never did know you. Depart from me." And they ended up lost. They were good people, and the news Jesus had for them was bad news, kept to tell them that their goodness could not get them into heaven. Now, there were some bad people in the Bible, but it was good news to them. There was a thief that died on the cross with Christ, two of them, in fact. And one of them, he realized he was on death row. He said, we're in the same condemnation. We're doomed to die. We're sinners, and we're doomed to die. And he was a bad man, but he heard some good news that day. The Lord Jesus said that to him. He said, "Lord, remember me when you come back in your kingdom." And the Lord said, "Today you're going to be with me in paradise." They died that day. That thief really didn't die that day. He died physically. He just started to live because he was born again. And he left his old body and he went into a place called paradise, which is described in another portion of Abraham's bosom. It was a place of comfort and bliss. That was a bad man that heard some good news that day. Just a few hours before he died, he was so bad the Roman government figured he should be executed. He was so bad, and yet he heard some good news. That's what the Bible is. It's good news for bad people. It's good news for sinners. The Bible says this is a faithful saying and it's worthy of all acceptation, or put it this way, it's a true saying and it's worth listening to, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We think, well, he come to save good people. That's what we think. But that's not true. He come to save sinners, because the gospel is good news to bad people. So there's a thief that died on the cross, a bad man, a wicked man, but yet he was saved. He heard some good news that day. There was a little man called Zacchaeus. You can read about him in the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. He was a publican. He was a crooked, cheating tax collector. They were so bad that sometimes in the Bible they're not even classed with the rest of the sinners. You'll often read the sinners, publicans, and the sinners. The publicans are sinners also, but they were kind of put in a worse class than just ordinary sinners. The publicans and the sinners. And that little man wanted to see Jesus. He was just a little short man. He wanted to see Jesus. So he thought, the way I'm going to see Jesus, the crowd was so great following Jesus as he passed through Jericho, and he climbed up a little tree. And he wanted to have a peek at Jesus as he passed by. And Jesus came to the foot of the tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. For today I'm going to abide at your house." The Pharisees said, "Boy, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. He can't be a true prophet. He wouldn't associate with an old publican like that." Jesus said, "To this day salvation is come to this house." He was saved that day. A bad man that heard some good news came down out of that tree and received the Lord Jesus joyfully. Good news for bad people. So if you're here tonight and you're not saved, the first thing you've got to realize to be saved, you've got to realize you're a bad person in the sight of Christ. God is never going to condemn you. You're condemned already. He's never going to say you're a guilty sinner. He says that already. He says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've got to take your place as a bad person. I'm on death row. There's an execution day coming. after I die, there's going to be a resurrection, and the Bible says there's going to be a great white throne set up, and all the wicked dead are going to stand before that throne. They're not going to be judged as to whether they're sinners or not. They're going to be judged according to what they've done, because they'll only suffer according to what they've done. If Hitler died and went to hell, he didn't have to. If he trusted the Savior before he went, likely he deserves far more punishment than a man like Nicodemus or somebody like that, because he was a very wicked sinner. So it's good news for bad people. Now, there was another man in the Bible. He was a very religious man, but he was a very bad man. His name was Saul of Tarsus. And when the early Christian days of Christianity in the first part of the book of Acts, Saul became a persecutor. And he even had people bound and put into prison. He was having them put to death. The first person that was ever martyred as a Christian in the New Testament was a man named Stephen. Saul was a young man. He held the clothes and they stoned Stephen to death. He vowed that he was going to stamp out the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He was a terrible man. He was a bad man. But he heard some good news one day. He met the Lord Jesus on the Damascus Road. There was a supernatural thing happened there. There was a light from heaven, and the Lord spoke to him. And he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me and my people?" And Saul was miraculously saved. And he wrote half of the New Testament. God used that man to write half the New Testament. But he was probably one of the wickedest men at that particular time. A bad man. A wicked man. But he heard the good news. Because that's what the gospel is. It's good news for bad people. So if you're here tonight and you're not saved, then we want you to know that God says you're a bad person. You're a sinner. You might not be so bad in your community, and I hope you aren't, or in society, but in the sight of God, you look different than other people see you. You look different than you see yourself. You're a sinner in the sight of God. You're a bad person. He can't take you into heaven the way you are. But he's got good news for you. You don't have to die the death of a sinner. You can be saved by just putting your trust, coming as a bad sinner to a Savior that died for you on the cross, and putting your trust completely in what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. That's taking in the good news. And I'll tell you from experience, you'll have great joy, because this gospel is to all people. It's to everyone.